أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة. Stunning the scepter, that we should make muhafazat, look after, that is properly follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the adab and etiquettes of deen. So in that did importance not only of following the faras which Allah has made, but that faras must be done according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this last ayat which is quoted in this chapter, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And remember and ponder, they are referring to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, and generally the whole ummah, remember as a favor of Allah Ta'ala the ayat of the Quran Sharif which are being recited in your homes, and the hikmah, that is the rasul, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah himself refers to as talks of great wisdom. And as we study hadith, we see that there is only wisdom, and if anyone wants wisdom, he should study the hadith. Wisdom will pour into his heart, because the hadith are filled with great talks of wisdom. And from here is an indication that we should have ta'aleem in our homes also. Ta'aleem in which ayat of the Quran are mentioned, and in which the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. This is a source of great barakat and rahmat in the homes. It is a source of great hidayat for us if we have ta'aleem regularly in our homes. It is a source of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descending. The malaikat come there. Sakina is a very special feeling which Allah sent, where everyone feels at ease and comfort and feels comfortable there. All that comes in the home when there will be the ta'aleem of the Quran Sharif and of the hadith that are mentioned, like the kitab for general purpose for all of us, Fadail Amal, in which many ahadith, first ayat of the Quran are mentioned, and then the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the explanation of the hadith comes many instances of the righteous and pious people's lives. And wherever inna rahmatullah tanzilu inda dhikri salihin fadlan an wujudihim, wherever the righteous and people, righteous and pious people, their mention is made, their names are taken, and their teachings and what their life was like, wherever that is mentioned, Allah's rahmat comes down. And if they themselves are present, then what to say about that? So when we read this kitab, Fadail Amal, then we will find all this great rahmat of Allah that descends. And in that case, we will find Allah's great mercy coming down. In round about 1975, there was when the World Ijtima was taking place here in South Africa, and Hazratji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and the whole Qafla came, then one person of Newcastle complained to Hazratji that his family people, his wife and his daughters, are forcing him to give them their share of the estate inheritance. He's still living, he's not dead, and they're demanding their share. And they asked him also to leave the house, give them their shares. It doesn't belong to them. While he's living, it belongs to him. He can. It's his, it's not theirs. But they're demanding their shares and demanding that he must leave the home, because he was a pious person. He did not want TV in the house. And TV had just started coming at that time in South Africa for the public, for people. So Hadraji told him, and he was enforcing that they must get rid of the TV. In retaliation, they forced him that he must give them their share and he must get out of the house. Hadraji told him, you broke our usul, our principle. Our principle is not to force anyone. Our work is of encouragement and exhorting the people, not to force people. So you don't stop them, don't tell them anything about the TV, but you start ta'aleem in the house. Then he understood that, he went and he told them, see, we'll have 5 minutes ta'aleem every day. The rest of the 23 hours and 55 minutes you can do what you want to. I won't tell you anything, but just all of you sit for ta'aleem for 5 minutes. They agreed, it's a very cheap transaction. Just sit for 5 minutes and the rest of the time we can do what we want to. Not even a week or two had passed, by the barakat of the ta'aleem, they themselves threw out the TV from the house. And they became righteous and pious. So there is great barakat in the ta'aleem in the home, which Allah reminds us as His great favor. Many of us, even we who are in jamaat work, but ta'aleem in the house, we are very weak, we don't do it. And if we want barakat in the house, goodness and deen to come in the house, in anyone and everyone's house, and Allah's system is, like at the time of Imam Ghazali, his Ihya'ul Ulum, should be read in every home. And by the barakat of that, deen came alive in the whole world of that time of the Muslims. Now also, if Fadhail Amal is read in our homes, we will see deen will come alive. And we ourselves will become so righteous and pious, and we'll enjoy practicing on deen just by the barakat of this kitab. So Allah give us tawfiq of having ta'aleem in our homes, which Allah refers to here as a very special ni'mat. Whom Allah loves, Allah gives them the tawfiq of having ta'aleem in their homes. If we have our ta'aleem and we just make dhikr of the third kalima, durood sharif and istighfar 100 times each, a person will see with the open eyes that of his head, the barakat that comes, the goodness that will come in his life, peace and contentment that will come. May Allah make us realize it, tawfiq to make amal on it, inshaAllah.